Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 28th day of October, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I say it's going to get up as down to 30 this morning. Still colder than the son of a bitch and no goddamn moisture. It's dry. I don't know. How dry can it get? Be tundra? What the fuck it is? Anyhow, let's see what we're going to jump into. And I think everybody knows what the top story of the day is. We're in this stupid-ass goddamn country we live in. Nancy Pelosi's husband undergoes brain surgery after attack at San Francisco home. Sources say suspect ID'd. We're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Nancy Pelosi's husband undergoes brain surgery after attack at San Francisco home. Sources say suspect ID'd. Oh my goodness. Wonder what happened here. I mean, goddamn, surely she has machine gun security and everything else you can think of. What the hell was going on here? This is from ABC News. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, underwent brain surgery Friday. They actually could find his brain. That was amazing. This comes following an early morning violent attack with a hammer. Welding suspect who police believe targeted their San Francisco home. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was not home nor in the city at the time of the attack. Now, I immediately got curious about this hammer. Was this a fucking AR-15 hammer? Were there any special add-ons on the hammer to make it, you know, so it was an assault weapon? Because it was definitely an assault hammer. Because there was a hell of an assault committed with it. But I don't know how hammers are classified. I'm sure that there'll be a bill next week to, you know, to register all hammers because of what happened here at Pelosi's house. The suspect has been identified by police as 42-year-old David DePape, who is in custody. Police arrived at Pelosi's home around 3:20 a.m., where they found DePape taking a hammer from Paul Pelosi and attacking him with it. So this was Paul Pelosi's defense hammer? And was it just a regular hammer? Was it, I mean, was it the kind of hammer he's allowed to have? Or, I mean, did he need a special permit to have this fucking hammer? Like I said, did it have a rubber fucking handle on it? That could be considered an accessory. I mean, a hammer is not just a hammer, people. Sources confirmed to ABC News that the break-in is suspected to be targeted as as allegedly entered through a side glass door and was looking for Nancy Pelosi herself, shouting, "Where's Nancy?" ABC News reports that Pelosi's injuries are significant, but according to two family sources, he is expected to recover. It must have been a small caliber hammer. Multiple sources tell the ABC 7 News I-team that Pelosi underwent brain surgery specifically on his skull Friday morning after the attack. And it was a complicated surgery because they had to find his fucking brain. Police say DePape will be charged with attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon. Oh, it's a deadly weapon anyway. It's a weapon? A hammer's a weapon? I don't believe that. You know, more people are killed with hammers in this country in the year than with fucking guns. But why are they after our fucking guns? They should be after them damn hammers. And elderly abuse, among other charges. The Pelosi's home is in Pacific Heights, where there is still a large police presence as they investigate the attack. The United States Capitol Police, as well as the FBI, are assisting San Francisco Police Department in a joint investigation into the assault and break-in. And wow, hey man, there's some fucking news for you. And you know, one thing you hear nothing about, the motive. You think they don't know the motive by now? I would be really interested to know if this guy came in the side door after old fucking Nancy, the old guy, comes out with it was an assault hammer. I think he should be charged with possession of assault hammer unless he has a fucking permit for it. And he took away from him, got the shit beat out of him, is what it sounds like to me. Well deserved. Couldn't happen to better people. And I hope that Nancy, you're next, you son of a bitch, you fucking cunt, you low-life dirty whore. Yeah, see what's next. High school phys ed teacher and father of six put on disciplinary leave for not allowing 14-year-old girl into boys' locker room. Now, what's wrong with this fucking picture? I mean, is this something somebody's even talking about? You see these goddamn school board meetings, and they come in and they look all important. They got their fucking ties on, and you think that there's some kind of fucking authority over you instead of you being the authority over them, and you let these monkey fuckers fuck with you. You let them fucking push you around when you could fucking just, hey, get up and beat the fuck out of them. Hey, bring your assault hammer. Oh, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Cody Hiller is a physical education teacher at a high school in southern Illinois, north of Marion. Last week, he was suspended for refusing to follow orders and allow a girl to change clothes in the boys' locker room. Now, you unreasonable son of a bitch. I mean, when I was growing up being a kid, if you would have allowed a girl to change clothes in the boys' locker room, shit, man, you could have actually gotten fired. Come on, people. That was you didn't do it. And you still don't fucking do it. Those aren't you fucking sickos. Jesus. If first place, what would it fucking matter if there was no place in the world else for this girl to fucking goddamn take her clothes off, why the boys' locker room? This is just goddamn fucking communist political bullshit that needs to be shoved right back down their fucking throat. They should have just showed up with hammers and beat the goddamn, that big, not mean, because that table, it seems to put some impression on people of authority. that they wear them suits and they sit that big round table and they just sit up there. I wonder how much authority it'd be if the whole goddamn audience got up with fucking hammers and beat it all right down into the goddamn ground. And any one of them that wanted to open their fucking mouth about it. Last week, he was suspended for refusing to follow orders and allow a girl to change clothes in the boys' locker room. Man, I can remember back if he, you know, if there was a peephole or something in the between the girls' locker room and the boys' locker room. It was bad medicine, man. You got in trouble for that shit. I mean, goddamn it, we're losing our humanity here completely. No, we're losing our fucking minds. We need to take those fucking hammers and hit ourselves in the fucking head. Last week, Mr. Cody Hiller, a physical education teacher for 14 years of West Frankfort High School in Illinois, refused to follow orders and let a girl into the boys' locker room. Good for you, mister. You're still a fucking human being. Mr. Miller was removed and put on disciplinary leave. That should have been when the whole town showed up with their hammers and beat the fuck out of whoever in the fuck was responsible for bothering this man for doing his goddamn job. This is the man you want out there protecting your fucking daughter. And what does your daughter wanting to do go into the goddamn boys' locker room for in the first fucking place? She's some little slut whore? I mean, or is she some kind of fucking little activist, little communist bitch? She needs to be, she's the one that needs to be disciplined. She needs a goddamn ass whipping with a belt and put in her fucking room for about 2 fucking weeks. This letter from a parent at the school was sent to Sharona, a bishop at Frank Speech. Bishop at Frank Speech, okay. She shared this with the Gateway Pundit earlier today. On Monday, the girl was sent into the boys' locker room without any warning to the boys. Joseph, a student, saw her and left the area saying, "I'm not changing with a girl in here. It's not right." I spoke with the school and the superintendent's office, and they said there is nothing they can do. Bullshit. Yeah, I tell her there is something you can do, because the people themselves are not the ones behind this. There's a handful of little communist fucking whores, little bitches, who think that they can flex a fucking muscle they never fucking have. All you got to do is go bounce those motherfuckers off the floor a few times, and then if the cops want to show up, beat the fuck out of them. They want to go further, shoot the fuck out of them. We have goddamn standards, and we will set the fucking standard. We are the jurisdictional authority in this country, you sons of bitches. Bit your big round fucking table. We'll pound that motherfucker into the ground with some of them assault hammers. Today he went into the locker room, and the girl was in there. He told her from across the room, "You should not be in here, and you are not a boy." Another boy got up and shoved and cussed at Joseph. "Well, Joseph, you should have knocked that little fucker out. That's what you should have done, buddy. I'd have backed you 100%. Live in my town, nothing would have happened to you. I guarantee fucking to you." Another student came in and broke things up. No punches were thrown. Oh, yes, because one of them was a fucking pussy anyway. Joseph is on the Scholar Bowl, Beta Club, National Honor Society, Youth and Government Band, and Wrestling Team, is at the top of his class and was chosen and won the Senior of the Month by the faculty. Joseph has no absences this year and a GPA this quarter of 5.15 on a 5-point scale. I mean, this is a fucking honor student. This son of a bitch should be patted on the back every time he's seen, but no, you're normal. You're not going to be fucking normal in this goddamn queer ass, faggot ass thing. We're going to beat you fags out of this fucking country. You might as well get that through your head. And I think those assault hammers are a good fucking idea for doing it. Joseph was taken directly to ACR while the other kid who put his hands on him was not. Of course he was not. But when dad showed up, man, there would have been fucking assholes and elbows of flying everywhere. If it had gotten this bad when I was young, I had to take two or three of my friends over there and we fucking cleaned the whole fucking goddamn school out. We beat the shit out of every fucking teacher in there. Then we go hunt the motherfuckers down from the school board and beat the fucking shit out of them. They knew who was in fucking charge back in them days, I guarantee you. I was called by the school and told the situation. At this point, I was not happy with what was going on. And my wife went, you weren't happy. You fucking pussy. This is why they do this shit. I was not happy with going on. I've been ripping fucking shit apart. Mainly goddamn fucking these freaky ass communist son of a bitches. I was not. This is how they handle shit. Instead of getting pissed off, fucking man, it'd been my dad. His fucking truck would just roar up, slid to a stop in front of the goddamn school. He'd have went in there and fucking just shit would have flew everywhere. And everybody would have backed him 110%. At this point, I was not happy with what was going on, and my wife went to the school and signed him out. My wife, motherfucker. Oh my God. I called a Donkin, to discuss the situation, and after 33 minutes of conversation, nothing was resolved. I asked him how it was legal. See, this is what you're worrying about, legal shit. I'll tell you what's fucking legal in this country, what we fucking say it is. We are the goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country. A boy's a boy, a girl's a girl. Accept it, motherfuckers, or we'll pound it into you. Got it? And we can pound it into you by law. We tell you one fucking time and then you're fucking fired. Get the fuck out the door, you freak. And we're going to keep a fucking eyeball on you. We see you around any fucking children and your ass is going to jail. Legal to have an 18-year-old boy with his wiener out in front of a 14-year-old girl. Well, no. How would that have been when you were young, guys? I mean, fucking, that was just fucking something that wasn't done. The parent of that fucking girl would have been the one to fucking rip the fucking place apart, no doubt about it. And she wouldn't have been in there in the first place. They just wouldn't have happened. There's a goddamn moral standard out there, whether you like it or not, you son of a bitches. I can't help it if the men in this country have become so ballless and so spineless that they don't back that moral standard. But that motherfucker is there. Just like the Bill of Rights, all you gotta do is fucking enforce that son of a bitch. No, the boys and the girls are not gonna undress in front of the girls. And the girls ain't gonna undress in front of the boys. It's called co-ed. And the girls have their goddamn time and the boys have their fucking time. We're different. We're supposed to be learning about, at this age, these kids are supposed to be learning about the differences between them. And the awesome differences between them that are going to make their lives an awesome fucking experience. Instead of being some fucking freak that should be getting charged a quarter to get looked at. And was told it was okay because it was a locker room. No, it isn't okay because it's a locker room. You sick in the head son of a bitch. And you fucking sissy, cowardly punk motherfuckers of this goddamn jurisdiction. You're a bunch of punks for allowing it. For not walking in there and ripping that goddamn place apart with your bare fucking hands. What are they going to do? Couple of hundred of you go in there and just rip that son of a bitch a place apart and stomp the fuck out of these fucking degenerates. What are they going to do? They want to take it further. We'll bring more fucking people in. You don't think people would follow into that? They tried doing something to you? There'd be fucking 2,000 tomorrow, 4,000 next day. Hey, how many you want, motherfucker? We'll bring a million down there. We'll rip that whole goddamn school right down to the fucking ground and let you know you're not going to fucking pay for this degenerate fucking shit with our fucking tax money. Walks into the locker room with no warning and drops his pants in front of her, exposing his penis. She is not expected to say anything because, see, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to have any action because I heard, I think it was on fucking Jeopardy, they called somebody a them, a single person a them, this fucking creature. I'm telling you, my God, it made me want to fucking puke looking at it. I mean, we're not going to accept this shit. You can play this game. The more you push it, the harder you're going to get hurt when we fucking straighten your asses out. You better get that through your fucking head. We will not tolerate this shit. A minor in the eyes of the law, yes, she would be a minor in the eyes of the law, is changing her bra and an 18-year-old boy, an adult, walks into the locker room with no warning and drops his pants in front of her, exposing his penis. She is not expected to say anything, and if she does, she will receive ACR as punishment for discrimination. So you don't even know if the girl was in on this, or she was just being told she had to do this. These motherfuckers need an ass whippings, what they need. They need to be pounded real fucking good so that they understand the difference between boys and girls. Evidently, the administration does not care about your child's safety, your children's safety. And while will not stand up for what is right, to send a minor girl into the boys' locker room without warning and expect none of them to say anything, not even out of shock for the situation, is completely unreasonable. You goddamn right it is. I was told that they didn't give the kids a heads up. I don't care if you give the heads kids a head. You don't do this. And if you people that and if in this jurisdiction allow this, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're the problem with this goddamn country. If you don't go down there as one single body of people and beat the fuck out of everybody involved in this shit, you're a bunch of fucking cowards. And if their fucking cops want to jump in, they're fucking not fucking legitimate cops. They're goddamn private enforcers, and you got the right to blow their ass away. They can't force degeneration on you fucking people. Jesus. For the situation is completely unreasonable. I was told that they didn't give the kids a head up that this was going to happen or give an alternative to avoid the situation. No! This is just fucking unheard of. This don't happen. This don't fucking happen unless you want to see blood. I mean blood immediately. Before they sent her to her in because they didn't want to discriminate against her and bring attention to her. Oh, they want to discriminate against her. Are you listening to what I'm reading? And you ask yourself, how in the hell did we get to this fucking point? I mean, one fucking parent would have fucking, I mean, God, oh Jesus, I can't imagine this happening when I was a kid in school. I cannot, the teachers would have been fired, there would have been goddamn beatings, people would have beat the fuck out of these motherfuckers. And the school board wanted to have anything to say about it. It better be fucking that we're firing people and getting rid of them, and this will never happen again. So fucking sorry, we do not know how it happened, but we're going to find out, and it'll never happen again. I'll guarantee goddamn to you that's how it'd be. But instead, they just expected to send her into a locker room with no response, and when a perfectly reasonable response happened, my son gets ACR discipline because he was a fucking decent guy and he didn't want to, he turned away, you know, fucking, hey, this ain't supposed, we're saying, whoa, what's going on here? You know, it's like, I've talked about it before, you know, over my life a few times, and I know you've done it too. You've been in a hurry and you walked into the ladies' restroom. And as soon as you see where you're at, you're fucking so embarrassed and you fucking turn and run out. But I mean, that's the way it used to be. I mean, that used to be the stigmatism attached. Women's territory was women's territory. Men's territory is men's territory. And it still fucking is. We're different. Men aren't women. Women aren't men. Get that through your sick fucking heads. Meanwhile, the boy who I've told has been in several fights was not punished until my wife came into the school and made a comment as to where the other boy was. So this little fucker who came in, when this guy fucking was naturally embarrassed when the girl came into the locker room and he's sitting there with his fucking Jengus out, he did the normal thing. He was normal. And the other kid comes over and starts fucking getting, where in the fuck are your men? Where are your young men? Where are you fucking weightlifter boys? Why don't you knock that fucker out? Made a comment as to where the other boy was. Your sons and daughters are not safe in the locker room. They sure as hell ain't at their own high school. All it would take is one wrong look or someone with a grudge against another, and they could be in the middle of a sexual harassment case. You hell yes, they could. In fact, you're talking about if it's an 18-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, there's criminal fucking implications there. Or worse, if one is an adult, here we are, and the other is a minor, you could be listed as a registered sex offender. Do you listen to what I'm saying? I mean, goddamn. They know what fucking normality is. They want to see if they can force a fucking goddamn abomination down your goddamn throat. We want back what we had. We want decency back in our goddamn, I don't even want these fucking schools back. Every one of them should be fucking taken out because the motherfuckers, they don't teach nothing. In the state of fucking Oregon, you can graduate high school without knowing how to read, write, no arithmetic. Nothing. You don't have to know fucking nothing except for fucking gender identity. That's the only thing you have to know to get a goddamn diploma from an Oregon school. And that's what the fucking people here are paying for. And the people are paying for that they don't have to pay for because it's fucking goddamn socialism. They don't have the authority to take the fucking money from you to fucking push this goddamn degenerate fucking bullshit. Why would we set our children up for this danger and exposure? I am hoping that I am not the only one heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. That's what's wrong with you, son of a bitch. Heartbroken? Frying ass, piss, ripping things apart. Fuck, I'll do some days in jail. And you wish to God that you'd have never fucking done something like that around my fucking kid. Heartbroken. That's your problem. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. By this situation, or the only one thankful for the teacher who was willing to stand up for the safety of our children, even though it may cost him his job. Again, fucking pussies. Nobody, nothing, motherfucker. Why do you think that this goddamn government walks all over you, pisses all over you, takes your fucking money right in fucking front of you, unlawfully fucking robs you, hands your money over to fucking foreigners, steals it right in front of you, commits goddamn fucking crime, international crime right in fucking front of you, tells you they're fucking doing it. Why do you think that they are not impressed by you, you son of a bitch? Because you're a bunch of fucking cowardly pussies, that's why. What is right has become wrong, and no, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. See, this is little things like this that you say, what's right has become wrong? No, it hasn't. You've become wrong. You have allowed it. You've become a pussy that would allow such shit. That's why this shit goes on. If every time this happened, a fucking school got busted all to pieces, I'll bet you it stopped real fucking quick. What do you think? Wrong, and your kids are paying the price. Oh, I mean, fuck you, fucking cowards. You can't take care of your own goddamn kids. You're pathetic. Joseph is expected to serve his punishment and was told because of the ACR discipline, he would be kicked out of the beta club. This guy's going to get in trouble for fucking hiding his dick when a fucking girl came in the goddamn locker room. Are you listening to this? And hey, these big tough men of this fucking jersey, you're a bunch of cunts. I'm fucking old man and I'll stomp all of you at once. You'll fucking go riot, run and hide and fucking shelter in place and I'll pee yourself or whatever in the fuck you punks do. Joseph is expected to change the rest of the year in an alternate space for, he's going to, unbelievable! In an alternate space for physics, phys ed. I am asking everyone who does not want our children exposed, listen to shit, to please come to the school board meeting tomorrow night at 6 and voice your concerns. I'd voice my concerns with the goddamn assault hammer. I'd come with about 200 motherfuckers and I'd rip that goddamn place down to the... If this happened in my time, me and my bros would have went down and ripped it, goddamn, we'd have ripped that fucking place. They just wouldn't have, they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have attempted, they wouldn't have wanted to get one dad fucking pissed. Because his little girl fucking walked into a goddamn, boy's dressing room. I mean, they wouldn't want to piss one son of a bitch off because he'd go get his buddies and it'd all hell break. Teachers, I mean, they'd beat the hell out of the teachers. They wouldn't give a shit. What you did, you fucking are kidding me. You took my girl into a goddamn boy's locker room? What the fuck is the matter with you, you pervert? And you'd have been labeled a pervert, and I guarantee you wouldn't have been working at that goddamn school no more. Please pass this on to anyone you feel will stand up for safety for children. Please pass it on. There's got to be somebody out there. How are they going to stand you? What do you want? You want a lawsuit? Is that it? You want a fucking administrative admiralty lawsuit? And them telling they tell you that if this is does meet with the community standards for fucking goddamn an abomination, and that's what this whole fucking country's become is a fucking abomination. So we're sorry, but tough titty. You fucking punks. This is why we're getting screwed, people. This is why we're getting screwed. Because the people are fucking pussies. Pussies! You're all pussies! All of you mentioned in this thing here are pussies! Last night at the school board meeting, over 225 people showed up to support Tip's teacher and express concern over insane school policy. Well, you would have seen a whole different fucking show at my goddamn school when I was a kid. Or even when I, with my kids, were at that fucking school. You'd have seen the cops showed up and you'd seen the cops leave fucking town too. They would have packed their shit up and let people have been getting fucking rifles and shit out if they came over fucking around with some fucking faggot ass shit like this. It would not have been allowed. We'll be right back.
Road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then better if you get a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Midnight man, beloved, red glow, and fight to keep this land your own. to stop. Close your mind, stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn cur pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell. Of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, rocks will swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And that's where we're at, people. We've got to crush these motherfuckers. This is bold beyond bold, and these are faggots are being bold to you. That's why I said the men, oh, we're going to come to the meeting. Come to the meeting and bring your fucking hammer and get ready to beat this fucking goddamn school down into the goddamn ground. They're trying this fucking freak fucking shit. And think they're going to put it on our fucking kids. Election official may not require a voter to provide proof of citizenship. Well, of course not. See, anybody in the world can fucking, I mean, there is no vote. To pretend that there's a goddamn, any kind of goddamn structure besides that United States corporation that puts out this phony fucking vote thing. So that they can, try to add some legitimacy to the illegitimate, because they do not rule with the consent of the people. They never fucking have. They never had a goddamn apparatus to have a goddamn vote. But yes, of course, this is from North Dakota Attorney General's office, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Request must an election official take an individual voter at his or her word, or may he, the election official, require the voter to present proof of citizenship if they, the voter, the voter's identification indicates the individual is not a U.S. citizen. Well, is this, I mean, if there was a vote, which there ain't a vote, because there is no goddamn republic, it's been, it was hijacked in, 1878 and 1871, when they removed the goddamn republic. There ain't been no fucking republic. It's a goddamn corporation. But I mean, if somebody's going to vote on something that's going to affect someone, the vote's fucking fraud. You participate in that vote, you participate in fucking goddamn treason. You're a goddamn traitor to your people and your country. Plain and simple. And that's how you're going to be fucking treated. But as for the basic fucking question, I'll answer that for you. If you don't, you know, if somebody didn't, if I went in there and they didn't think that I was a goddamn lawful voter, I'd pull my wallet out and show it out. What's the big fucking deal? What is the big fucking deal? I mean, if you are what you say you are, well, I don't have no proof of the dedication. I mean, this is this whole fucking election, this whole fucking selection, this whole fucking phony ass goddamn circus that they put on every fucking 2 years is fucking, I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, as soon as I see a commercial on one of them, I turn it off. This is stupid. It's a bunch of fucking communists doing like a fucking little dance around in a circle. You fuckers ain't gonna get shit. Sooner or later, the fucking people are gonna just get sick of your ass, and what are you gonna do? We've seen what you're made out of. Fucking clay. You're nothing. Conclusion, the statutory identification requirements only allow for verification of the elector's name, age, and residence. They do not speak to citizenship or to a method of providing citizenship. Without a clear statutory requirement by, no statutory, this whole goddamn government is a fraud. It's been operating as a fraud since 1878, and by God, everybody fucking knows it. It's been operating as a fraud longer than that. It's been operating as a fraud since Abraham Springsteen declared fucking goddamn martial law was in violation of the ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of we the people of December 15, 1791. That's the fucking law. And ever since that law has been breached, nothing in this country that has happened is fucking lawful. It can't be. You cannot fucking build a fucking, you can't build a fucking legitimate fucking anything from a fraud. It can't be done. It's physically impossible. They do not speak to citizenship or do a method of providing citizenship without a clear statutory requirement by this legislature to prove citizenship or a constitutionally. See, they always want to run that. Fuck that Constitution. Toss that Constitution. Wad that fucker up. Wipe your ass on it and flush it down the toilet. It never existed. It was never fucking ratified. And it was fucking, never fucking consented to by we the fucking people. Plain and simple, it's not law. Never was law. Never could be law. In fact, it's what they built the Act of 1878 and 1871 off of. So that we're the legitimate government. And I said, we were your servants last week. This week, we're your goddamn, we're your rulers. We're going to tell you what to do this week. Really? Boom. No, you're not. There ain't no more of you this week than there was last week. And you motherfuckers you're at the impetus. Make no mistake about it. Just keep on a pushing. And it's going to fucking happen, and I'm going to be alive to get to see it. And that's going to be good enough for me. Without a clear statutory, I mean, they start talking about the statutory fucking, fuck your statutory law. Shove your statutory law up your ass. That's what the 14th Amendment is, people. Statutory law trumping fucking, our unalienable fucking absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791, known as our Bill of Rights. I'm being denied, disparaged, do whatever you want, as long as you're using this legislature thing here, this legislature to prove citizen legislature. We can just legislate your whole fucking life away from you. We can legislate you right into fucking slavery. No, you can't. There's about fucking 200 plus million guns and God knows what else we got to fucking take care of your ass. It says you can't. We in fact get the fuck with it. We're sick of listening to your fucking pissy little fucking punk, fucking queer fucking goddamn communist mouths. You gotta hire your balls. You might as well go hire them now and see who's willing to get their ass shot off to enforce fucking goddamn, unlawful goddamn dictates onto the fucking people. Because they are unlawful, we got the right to shoot your fucking ass. You cannot fucking, you don't own us. You don't control us. You have no jurisdictional authority over us. You are goddamn usurpers. You are goddamn occupiers. You think that you're going to fucking replace the population. You ain't. When that wall of fucking lead comes down through this United States of America, we'll see who'll stand there and just take and say, I'm staying for a better life. It ain't going to be no better life. I got news for you. Legislature to prove citizenship or constitutionality. There is no such thing as constitutionality. See, the reason they use that constitutionality indicates that the Constitution has something to do with the Bill of Rights, which it does fucking not. Two separate fucking documents. And the Constitution, it does not grant the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights allows the Constitution under certain conditions if the fucking law is followed. If the law ain't followed, the Constitution's tossed. Got it? Well, it's already tossed anyway because it was never legitimately fucking goddamn ratified. And the people have never fucking given their consent for the goddamn Constitution and the fucking aristocracy that was, oh, we're your servants for so many years. Remember how they were your servants? They were your servants. We are your rulers. Well, come fucking rule us, bitch. All you can see, you're not going to rule nobody. You yourself are a pissant. You couldn't fucking whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. You can't get out of your own fucking way. You have to hire balls. When you have to hire balls, that should be enough for anybody to say, I ain't going to fucking do what that cocksucker tells me to do. You ain't got the fucking balls to fucking enforce it yourself. You got to go hire balls. That is the most pathetic thing on this fucking planet, in my opinion. Legislature to prove citizenship or constitutionally permissible. That could have nothing to do with the Bill of fucking Rights because there is no Constitution because there never was. Never has been. They've never had an ounce of goddamn authority over you. You should have killed them. You should have fucking hung them 100, 200 years ago. You, right after the war, you just went and killed every goddamn one of them. We'd be living in paradise right now. Method by which to prove it. An election official has no authority to request proof of citizenship. If an individual states he or she is a United States citizen, the election official must take the individuals at their word. I am in the United States of Michigan. I can't even understand what he's saying. I think he's saying that he's a citizen. Fuck. I mean, this whole thing is so fucked up. Everybody understands we're at war. The only way this thing gets fixed is if we fucking fight that war and win that war, kick these motherfuckers out of our country and reestablish a fucking standard of morality and decency in this country and fucking put up a goddamn wall fucking twice as tall as the one Trump wanted, with 50 caliber machine guns on it to shoot these goddamn communists and these goddamn fucking fascist son of a bitches before they can ever get close to us. What else we got here? Let me have a drink of this coffee. Grandma arrested for feeding people in need. Now this here, man, it's good to know that the fucking the goddamn Blackwater USA is out there fucking inflicting tyranny as hard as they fucking can, and that we're paying top fucking price for having our goddamn rights violated. It's good to know that the goddamn money is going to where it's supposed to. Grandma arrested for feeding people in need. This is from YouTube, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In Bullhead City, Arizona, your kindness might cost you your freedom. It nearly did for Norma Thornton, a 78-year-old grandmother who was arrested and criminally charged for feeding those in need in Bullhead City. First place, you can't criminally charge the fucking woman. You have no jurisdictional authority. You're operating under an administrative admiralty. It should be the people of that town should shoot it out of that fucking town. Just shoot the motherfuckers. They are absolutely... they are fucking goddamn enemy combatants that have declared war on our Bill of Rights. They've declared war on our freedom and our liberty, and we don't shoot them, we're fucking stupid. Under a new ordinance, the city has deemed it a criminal misdemeanor punishable by fines and even imprisonment. You can't deem anything, you son of a bitch. When this whole thing started out, when they were doing the Federalist Papers, you know, they were talking about, how are we going to pass a law? Well, for a law to pass, it's going to be quite a strenuous fucking deal. Because I'm just a bill, you know, that little phony shit and that fucking stuff they showed us when we were kids in school. That ain't how it was fucking supposed to work. Now, if you had a goddamn bill that you wanted to fucking get passed, I mean, it was going to be like the Volstead Act. It was going to be like, the Bill of Rights. It was going to have to go to each fucking state, and each state was going to have to ratify it, and then it would be returned to if it was ratified by the majority of the states, it'd be returned and it would be law. Short of that, it ain't law. Everything we're living under is corporate fucking policy, foreign corporate fucking policy that is in violation of our law. I mean, the things that people just... They just glide over them during their day. I mean, I know you're doing your job, you're working, you what might have it, but you don't have a fucking clue what's going on around you. That when they tell you that the Congress just signed a new act, go ahead and sign all the fucking acts you want. An act is not a goddamn fucking hard to talk about. There'd have to be a constitution to fucking work with. When we did the Bill of Rights, we as free people could do it. We didn't need Article 5 of their fucking constitution that never was. It went to each goddamn legislature in the state. The state legislatures were elected, and they fucking representing the people, they did put the goddamn Bill of Rights in place and they codified it with that 9th and 10th article that it could never be fucking changed. So it matters not that there is no constitution in this country. There is none. You can take and prove that does not fucking exist so fucking easy. It's laughable. And they know you can. And goddamn, I mean, this is just common knowledge. This is something you could teach a fucking third grader. But do our people fucking know it? Hell no. All I know is that I'm really upset about them taking my 14-year-old daughter and bringing them in the locker room in front of the naked fucking football team. Think about that. I mean, the fucking, and this has all happened in what space of time? You know, I always thought about fucking Sitting Bull and fucking Crazy Horse. And that generation where the Indians were still wild up on the plains, and before they had made it the government policy to kill every goddamn buffalo there was, to starve the Indians onto the reservation, to steal their fucking land, and do the whole thing. And this really happened in a very short time. This whole fucking thing did with, you know, Red Cloud and fucking, like I said, Sitting Bull and then, you know, fucking, Little Bighorn. All of this shit was in a lifetime. So I think about fucking Sitting Bull and I think about goddamn, Crazy Horse who nobody knows what looks like, by the way. They're making a monument to him up on the mountain. And there was never a picture took of the man, so nobody knows what he looks like, but that's all right. But I think about these last fucking few that were out there, because they were the last to come in. I mean, Crazy Horse, I think, was the last to come in. And to be out there and have lived your life, began your life in such a free, unbelievably remarkable, fucking awesome fucking place. A fucking culture that went back fucking for a thousand years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years. A nomadic people always traveling. I mean, God, it would have been hard work. It would have to be hard work being nomadic, but the people had it down and they were happy. They were, I mean, this is what they knew. And oh man, we're coming into the goddamn, the Grass Valley for the winter, for the, springtime. This is the wonderful time. We're going to have lots of celebrations. It's going to be wonderful. And this is how they lived their lives. This place was fucking populated, believe it or not. And in one generation, these men, Sitting Bull, fucking Red Cloud, goddamn, Crazy Horse, they watched their world fucking destroyed. Fucking destroyed on fucking purpose. And all but Red Claw were killed because he joined in with the son of a bitches. And that's where, Crazy Horse was killed, was at his fucking agency by Indians. But I just, you know, I see it myself. I mean, in a generation, my generation, I have seen it go, you know, to such extremes of what was and what is now. That it's just, it is disgusting. It's just such, it's heartbreaking. And to know that these motherfuckers that do this, they think that they, I don't know that they, there's some kind of super people, that they're above you, that they're better than you, that they should be able to do this to the fucking, your world. The world, I mean, you're born into a world and you're goddamn is it happy, you know, when you're a little kid, like I said, you went to the grass valleys and you had your places because you were nomads, you were different places when the buffalo hunts and what might have you, all the adventure and all the stuff. And that was your life and it was, codified. And then all of a sudden, like, man, in one generation, you see it all just fucking completely fucking destroyed. And that's what they're wanting to do now. And I'll tell you what, we ain't fighting. At least the Indians were fucking fighting it. And we got the goddamn, we were with all to wipe these son of a bitches out. No, you're not going to reset our fucking world, you son of a bitches. We don't want our world reset. Our world suits us just fine. And you know what? The world before that was even better. Because we know what it was. And then like the wiping out of the fucking buffalo. Why did you do that? Oh, so that we'd have to buy your fucking beef. Because the buffalo would have provided, look at the food that provided. And it would have provided it for all the people, white and Indian. It don't fucking matter what color you are when you eat. But there was so many buffalo, I mean, free meat. Can't have that and control people, can you? We're going to see worse. We'll see worse, people. I promise you we will. And I'll die in disgust of what I've seen just in my lifetime. Anyways, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, kind of think about it a little bit. One generation turning the world upside down. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!